67 today.
Sonia Sotomayor was supposedly getting grilled on the Hill. A lot of people say that she is earning her stripes to be the next Supreme Court justice. I think it's just boring. I fell asleep during part of it, and I had to TiVo it. I was TiVoing it and went back and watched the rest of it. She answered the big juicy questions, and, of course, that was the Latino remark and the impartiality comments as well, and could she be impartial while sitting on that Supreme Court, you know, as a justice. And she answered the questions, and, you know, one of the senators, Senator Jeff Sessions, pushed a little bit harder, and then she answered the questions again and said, basically, I can only say what I can say. But the bottom line is she the right person for the job? Here's the thing. She's going through no matter what. I can't see anything that stops it. So the train has left the station, my friends. Kate Delaney hanging with you here on America Tonight. The big water cooler buzz, though, wasn't over, I don't think, Sonia Sotomayor. And when would she ultimately receive her lifetime appointment and get the rubber stamp of approval from the Senate? I think it was more about this, the push to ram health care down our throats as fast as possible, health care reform. The House Democrats unveiled a plan, and this is moving like wildfire in Santa Barbara. If you remember, we had two Canadians that called this show, Al, who called the other day and said, boy, you don't want to be like Canada. You want to copy us. It's mediocrity shared equally is what he described the healthcare system like in Canada. And Sam, who calls us in Montreal, didn't have very good things to say either. In fact, most of the good doctors leaving once they knew they could make more money in the United States rather than staying in Canada for lower pay. Is this the kind of health care ultimately that we're going to get as a result of this reform? So here's the deal. The revised version of health care reform looks like this. It includes a government-funded health insurance option that was talked about. It requires both you and me and the employers to participate and taxes the wealthy to help cover the cost because it's going to be an outrageous amount of money that we're talking about. It's called America's Affordable Health Choices Act. And in this, and what they were charged with doing, is lowering costs to consumers and businesses and letting people keep their current plan if they want to, also preventing denial of coverage due to pre-existing medical conditions. So now that this is pulled together, they start the process of doing what they need to do with this bill, and we think you're going to get bipartisan cooperation on this. I'm going to say, no, it's going to be very partisan. In fact, Congressman Henry Waxman said the bill is intended to repair a dysfunctional health care system that is draining the U.S. economy while leaving 46 million Americans without health insurance. And how many of those people are in the country illegally? You just got to ask yourself that question, right? Controversial or not? So House Republicans, of course, slammed the bill. They're going to try to amend it. You got three House committees that are going to begin considering the legislation later this week. And here's the deal, and I agree with Congressman Roy Blunt from Missouri, who said this. He said, this bill, without any question, is going to kill jobs. It's going to limit access to health care. It's going to raise taxes. It's going to lead to government takeover of health care. He's going to offer an amendment requiring all elected federal officials, you're going to love this, stay with me, including Obama and VP Joe Biden, to enroll in the new public insurance option. So he's putting all the cards on the table, saying, listen, you want this bill? Excellent. Then let's put everybody in the government on this same plan because you think it's going to work so well. That's the fair thing to do, right? Wow. So the earlier bill that was being trotted out remember, had a price tag of $1 trillion. Yeah, the same size as our deficit. $1 trillion over 10 years. So now you got the rich people who are going to have to pony up and pay for this because they're going to get slammed with higher taxes, right, if you're making over $1 million to help the people who can't make it. Let me give it to you straight. Here's how it works. If you're an individual and you're making over $280,000, you're going to get a 1% surtax. On joint incomes over $350,000, you're going to get a surtax as well. Now, if you've got couples that make between $500,000 and $1 million, 1.5%. And if you are a couple earning more than $1 million, you're talking about 5.4% on those folks. And these tax surcharges could harm, I think, small business owners who report their income as personal. How many people does that affect? You know, how many? And small businesses account for, what did I read the other day, 92% of the businesses in the United States. That means 500 people or less in a company. And some of the specific things in this bill, no more coverage exclusion for the pre-existing conditions. I already told you about that. Also, a health insurance exchange that gives you and small businesses, the person and small businesses, choices for coverage. And that includes the government-funded public option as well. Also, limiting annual out-of-pocket spending. And it requires that businesses with payrolls over $250,000 provide their employees with health coverage or contribute up to 8% of their payroll on their behalf. That's going to be a sticky one. Trust me on this. As somebody who has worked for small businesses, and many of you listening to me, you know exactly what I'm talking about. That's a killer. And then what's going to happen with Medicare is going to be a killer for the older folks, too. There's going to be a lot of people who are not going to be happy with this. So we'll see. I think it's going to be very partisan. And we'll see what the three committees come up with, too, if some of this isn't shot down and there aren't other amendments put into this, thrown into this. Right now, there was recently a poll that was done, a CNN Opinion Research Corp. They do a bunch of them. You know, a lot of people do these polls. But anyway, I'm going to quote theirs. They found that a slim majority, just 51%, support the health care plan. Because they're worrying, meaning you and me, Americans, worrying that the costs are going to go up. And actually only one in five of us, according to this poll, think that the families, their families are going to be better off. So from what I've said, and these are just broad strokes, do you think your family is going to be better off with the government plan? And if we compare it to Canada, as Michael Moore did in his movie Sicko, which leaves out many, many things. I mean, I saw the movie and I thought, oh, that's terrible. Oh, and I say this, I mean, 37 on the list, that's not great, right? But then you talk to Canadians who tell you about not being able to get knee replacements, hip replacements, elective surgeries, all that other sort of stuff, how long they have to wait, and what kind of health care they're getting. 800-259-5791, 800-259-5791. Kate, hanging out with you on America Tonight.
If you'd like to quit smoking regular cigarettes and try a revolutionary new alternative, this might be the most important message you will ever hear. PremiumeCigarette.com brings you the electronic cigarette. It looks like a cigarette. It feels and tastes like a cigarette. And even delivers nicotine like a cigarette. But because this is not a cigarette, it doesn't deliver toxic chemicals and tar into your lungs or discolor your teeth. The Premium e-cigarette has no flame or ashes, and you can smoke it anywhere, even where cigarettes are not permitted. Because the vapor you you exhale is only water, not dangerous secondhand smoke. You've tried the gum. You've tried the patch. You've tried cold turkey. Now it's time to try the premium e-cigarette. By doing so, you will save 60 to 75% over regular cigarettes. If you'd like to learn more, visit premiumecigarette.com. That's premium, the letter E, cigarette.com. Premiumecigarette.com. Or call 866-242-9210. That's 866-242-9210 today.
Hi, this is John Swenson again at Midas Resources, and let me ask just one question. What would you list as the things that the federal government does really well? The armed forces and printing bogus money doesn't count. Now take that blank page of yours and list the ways that you have to protect your assets and escape the paper markets. The only real option is precious metals for your retirement, your kids' education, or just plain survival when the whole Obama mess comes crashing down. You are the only one you can count on for a stimulus package, and I'd like to discuss a proven strategy to create that safety net for you and your family. Please give me a call at 800-686-2237, extension 128. That's 800-686-2237, extension 128, and together we can develop a Make Sense program before the clock runs out. Once more, John Swenson at 800-686-2237, extension 128, and take charge of your future, and thank you.
Are you concerned for the safety of your loved ones? Listen closely to this message from Pepperspray.com. Every 22 seconds a violent crime is committed. America has changed, and your personal safety is your first priority. Be smart. Be safe. Trust Pepper Spray instead of your luck. Pepperspray.com is the only website you'll ever need for all of your non-lethal self-defense supplies. Pepperspray.com carries one of the largest assortments of pepper spray and personal safety products on the web. From big to small, we have it all. Pepper spray, mace, animal repellents, stun guns, and tasers. Pepperspray.com also carries a large assortment of products for personal, home, child, and pet safety. Enter SAFE in the coupon box and you'll receive a special discount off of your order. So what are you waiting for? Go to Pepperspray.com. That's Pepperspray.com. Or call 1-800-908-9988 today.
Government health care could be coming your way soon. Yay or nay, America? And I gave you some of what this proposal includes. Of course, it could change by the time it gets through those committees and then goes to vote and then goes to the Senate. But it's going to be something similar to what I just said. 800-259-5791. Coming up later in the show, we got sports shorts talking about Lance Armstrong, talking about the All-Star game. And how about that midair drama, that Southwest flight, where they had the hole that was right by the tail, where to me I was thinking, man, metal fatigue, I can tell, it looks like metal fatigue, and they showed people taking pictures of it. And there was a great interview on the Today Show with a guy that was one of the passengers who sat right below where the hole was torn, right by the tail. Man, scary stuff looking at that. And this was just an easy commute flight that was going from, I think, Nashville to Baltimore. What a way to start your or end your day, huh? Ooh, you're not cooking. You're going out for a big celebration dinner after you were on that plane. And what happened was the oxygen mask came down and the whole thing. But we'll get to that later. Right now, let's head out to Tomas, who's listening to us in Michigan. Hello.
You know, I listened to Sotomayor. She said the opposite of what the first time, but actually she said the first time, she mean that it was the opposite of what she really said. So I don't understand too good. But, hey, you know, I think we got to listen to what people are saying and why they're saying it, you know. Sotomayor, I think she just lying, but it's not really a lie. It's just rephrasing and making people understand, you know, the conditions and the context and all that. I mean, for us to be lying, but, you know, for a lawyer, it's just speaking in tongues or something. I don't know.
She sounded like that. It was very boring. It was, you know what happens? It's kind of like simple is better. And there were so many twists and turns. But then Sandra Day O'Connor is like, what is she talking about? I was lost halfway through the one answer.
You know, and the other people, the senators, you know, you can tell who has an easy election and who doesn't. You know, like
right.
Lindsey Graham. John Cornyn, oh, they she's okay with me because they got, you know, a tough election coming up. Sessions, you know, he's all bold because he comes from Georgia. Yeah, they're going to support him no matter what, you know.
Right.
And so nobody is really standing up for the Republicans and saying, you know, Sessions is, but he can do it, you know. Because he comes
no, he can't do it. He tries. He's like the country boy from Alabama. And then he goes, but you said to say again, and then it was like, oh, forget this.
Yeah, you know, they need a woman Republican up there that, you know, maybe a Latina woman Republican. It's ridiculous.
He's not afraid to question her?
Yeah, I mean, it's a foregone conclusion. I think
yeah.
what we... In this country is a third party where you remember back a couple years ago when McCain he got a couple of Republicans and a couple of Democrats together to stop they were going to try a nuclear option and get rid of the filibuster rules in the Senate, and I think he got four senators together. And if we could get somebody like that to maybe take 11 senators from the Democrats and maybe, you know, 19 or something from the Republicans, a very conservative person, then, you know, we could take Senate and put it in a more balanced situation. No one would even have a majority if you split it up three ways.
Yeah, I'm all about the third party. I'd love to see a third party. I agree.
But let's just hope that, you know, Lance Armstrong pedals a little faster and then we can elect him as president because he's hanging in there, you know.
He is hanging in there. I've been watching. It's incredible. He's seconds off. Are you kidding? He has a chance to win the Tour de France.
8 seconds, you know. All he's got to do is go up to that other guy and give him an elbow, you know, and boom. Oop.
Exactly. Exactly.
My chemotherapy was kicking in there, you know. Anyway, thanks for the opportunity. I know you got a lot of callers. And keep on kicking butt there.
All right, thanks, Tomas. Appreciate it. Let's head across the border to Slammin' Sammy in Montreal. Hey, Sam.
How you doing?
Hey, we were just talking about health care, and I mentioned what you said last night.
Yeah. Now, unfortunately, what's Barack Obama's humble definition of a small business?
Well, our definition of a small business, according to the Small Business Administration, is 500 employees or less. But, you know, a small business can consist of 2 people, 8 people. There are a lot of small businesses.
Yeah, like the local, what we call tobacconists, where, you know, you buy.
Right.
You know what a tobacconist is, don't you?
Right. And they probably make, I mean, a shop could make, I don't know, they could make like 250, they could make 300, but then you pay out all the payouts for everything they need and the merchandise and everything else.
Right.
That's not really a lot of money, but they're going to have to pay for insurance for everybody in the shop.
Right. And, or like, you know, like what about like a chain, you know, supermarket chains? Is it up to each individual store to pick out a packet? You know, pick, you know, like, well, you know, will Joe, we'll call it Joe Supermarket for argument's sake. Will one store say, yeah, I'll, you know, if it's a franchisee, will say, yeah, I'll pay, and another one won't? I mean, what's going to happen there?
Yeah, well, they're going to have to, it's going to really change a lot of things. Now, somebody could afford it, but the problem is there are small businesses that are barely hanging on,
right.
And then you have people working for those small businesses, and while they would want benefits, they don't want their job to go away because somebody has to close because they can't afford the insurance, and that's the other side of it.
Damned if you do and damned if you don't. So,
right, exactly.
So it's like, I'm thinking to myself, we had it bad, healthcare wise. You know, at least we don't have to worry when we can find a hospital bed. You know?
That's right.
Well, okay. I know people are sick about me talking about hockey, but this is how hockey and politics Sotomayor about 14 years, just about when the Quebec Nordiques were in the process of moving, mm-hmm. the government said, yeah, we'll chip in some money, you know, we'll chip in whatever they wanted. So some people said, yeah, you've got money for a hockey team, but to keep hospitals open, you don't, you know? So, you know.
Yeah, there's a good comparison, yeah.
Right, you know, and, you know, so stuff, you know, so, things like that. And, here, you know, like, when the provincial government were closing hospitals, they said, don't worry, you know, the healthcare system, yeah, but me being a little league umpire, one of the parks we umpire used to be 5 minutes from a hospital, so if a boy got hurt and you had to take him to the hospital, he was there in 2 seconds. And now the nearest hospital is about 12 minutes by ambulance. I mean, it might not sound like much, but if he's got a really serious, like, injury or stuff, that 12 minutes could, you know, be a big deal. So, you know, like always, you know, like the government thinks they're right, but we all know they're wrong.
I like that. Like always, we know they're wrong. Thanks, yeah. Sam. You have a good one.
Take care.
All right, let's go to Stu, who's listening to us in Kentucky. Hey, Stu.
Hey, Kate. I got that GPS Saturday. Works
Sweet.
Great.
Sweet.
Thank you very much. My wife
You're
says
welcome.
You're a brave woman.
I love it.
I have a question on this health care. Now, it really don't affect me now. Like I said, I sold my business, would work for another company that's much bigger. But, like, when I had guys work for me, we had always worked on over $1 million gross. Didn't
right.
keep nowhere near $1 million. I mean, I want to be, you know, I mean, we're talking like maybe 8%, 12%.
Right.
And so when it's all said and done, and when a guy should come to me, I'd say, look, man, I'm not going to be able to give you benefits. I don't,
right.
I just can't afford to do it. So, you know, if you're not married, you may want to consider something else. Or if you are married and your wife's got benefits, this may be the right thing for you. And never had a problem. So what about some of these people that their spouse has benefits? Is that kind of small business still going to have to provide those guys benefits?
Well, no. I think it would be the same thing, but you better hope that the spouse has benefits because then you'll have to, you'll be required by law, you'd have to, like you would have had to give your guys insurance if they weren't insured, if they didn't have a spouse or whatever. So it's going to,
yeah.
I think it's going to cause a lot of problems.
You know, I don't know how some other states are. We have our workers' comp in the state of Kentucky. I'm going to give an example. Is 19 cents on the dollar. Okay. Most trucking companies in the state of Kentucky, small trucking companies, go 1099 because we don't want to. We can't afford to pay the workers' comp. Can't afford to pay the workers' comp and the unemployment.
Right.
The unemployment is only like 700 a year, and then everything else, it'll financially break them. And now you're talking about bringing in benefits, man. I mean, I think the Missouri guy's got a great idea. When I see my friends on that health insurance, I'll say, hell yeah, let's go for it.
Amen to that, brother. Thanks for the call, Stu. So you heard what Stu just said. Put them all on it. I agree. Hang with us. We got more on health care and other things around the bend.
Studies have shown that many people do not get the proper vitamins and minerals necessary to maintain good health. With so many places to choose from, deciding where and what to buy can be a lengthy, frustrating process. The answer is simple. PureBulk.com. PureBulk.com has over 150 bulk wholesale nutritional products in stock, including vitamins, super antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts. PureBulk.com's products contain no fillers, no additives, no fancy retail packaging, and no minimum purchase, allowing you to save 50 to 90% over store-bought supplements. PureBulk.com carries atomic iodine, red wine extract, ginkgo biloba, oil of oregano, natural coffee caffeine, L-arginine, resveratrol, hyaluronic acid, creatine, curcumin, pine bark extract, grape seed extract, and more. For prices, additional products, and more information, visit PureBulk.com. That's PureBulk.com. Or call 406-251-3270. That's 406-251-3270 today.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN, great talk radio starts here.
you worry. If you don't, you don't understand the situation. Hi, summer's coming, and now's the time to learn self-sufficiency. If you're going to eat from nature's bounty of wild edible plants, remember, there's a learning curve. Experience is the best teacher, but that means time. To speed it up, you'll need to build on the wisdom of a teacher who has lived it. Author Linda Runyon is that teacher. Her Wild Food Knowledge Package is the crash course. The DVD gives you a 3-hour overview of her world directly from her. The book gives you an in-depth reference with all of the insider know-how you'll ever need. And her wild cards are your portable summary and cheat sheet for your field work. This 3-pronged learning system will take you from spectator to scholar to gourmet survivalist in weeks, not years. Folks, I can vouch that Linda's the real deal. She's my mom, and I watched her do it. So go to ofthefield.com or call 888-51-EAT-FREE. Start now. Knowledge is power. Better take action. I think a storm's coming.
Most Americans know the significance of July 4th, 1776. However, few know the importance of September 17th, 1787, the day the Constitution was written and adopted by our founders. Unfortunately, over 200 years later, this sacred document is under attack, along with our beloved Republic. Throughout the span of history, brave men and women have rallied behind banners which have served as symbols of liberty against the forces of tyranny. Today, we have the Constitution Pride Flag to show our support for the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, freedom, liberty, and justice for we the people of the United States. Now available at www.1787flags.com. Get your very own Constitution Pride flag today and receive a free pocket Constitution with your order. www.1787flags.com, the official website of the Constitution Pride flag. That's www.1787flags.com.
Now that you've planted your organic garden, how will you keep the bugs away without using toxic chemicals and poisons? Well, the answer is all-natural insecticides from FreshwaterOrganics.com. These revolutionary insecticides start with the same organic product that we use in FPP to kill parasites. We then add a small amount of pyrethrin from chrysanthemum flowers and a mild attractant to offer you the most effective insecticide available anywhere. It can even be applied up to the day of harvest. Our natural insecticides work in the home, on plants, and in your garden, killing pests mechanically, not with poisons. So pests can't develop an immunity, and they won't harm your children or pets. It's effective against white flies, moths, bed bugs, fleas, roaches, crickets, and more, and safe enough to use on your pets, ridding them of fleas and other pests. Order now from FreshwaterOrganics.com or call 888-949-3570, 888-949-3570 today.
Under the heading of "You have got to be kidding me, man," imagine being the guy who was sitting right underneath the hole in the plane by the tail, who was sleeping. Suddenly the oxygen masks fly down and you're awoken. You look up and there's a hole right there above your head. Well, I guess he was worried, but he did take some pictures because what do you do? He whipped out the cell phone, took a few pictures from that point of view, and it had to be shocking to all the people on that plane. People, most of them probably doing business, who were just trying to get home or to get to the hotel and get ready for the next day. And you had about 200 planes overnight after that football-sized hole opened up in that passenger cabin of the jet that forced the emergency landing in West Virginia. And these people on this 737 could see a 1-foot by 1-foot hole. I mean, no joke. Looked up, saw it, the cabin lost pressure, no one was injured, thank goodness. Nashville to Baltimore. That was the route they were on. There was 126 passengers, five crew members were on board. And in the end, it's something to talk about, but it had to be scary. So you had this one guy who was right underneath, as I just described earlier, and dozed off in the seat. He heard this loud roar. He said the loudest roar he ever heard, and comes to look up and see that hole. He was on the Today Show, and here's what Mr. Cunningham had to say.
It was the most eventful awakening I've ever had, I believe. I was trying to doze off on the fly. It's about an hour and a half flight from Nashville to Baltimore, Washington, and I hadn't gotten a lot of sleep this weekend, so I dozed off, and next thing I knew, the loudest roar I have ever heard woke me up, and people started to look up right above my seat. It was actually a lot calmer than I thought it would be. I was kind of expecting a castaway-like decompression of the plane, but everybody just calmly looked up, figured out what was going on, and about 10 seconds at most, after the hole occurred, the mask dropped down and everybody put their mask on. A couple of people were asking other passengers and the flight crew, is the bag working? Is the mask working? And if you were conscious by this point, yeah, the mask was working.
Yeah, now this was what's interesting. The 737s make up about a third of Southwest's fleet of airplanes, right? They got about 540 jets, and they're various models of the Boeing 737. So this could be costly to them if there is some sort of problem, but of course they don't want to have any flight disasters. They operated a normal schedule. I told you they looked at about 200 planes, and their normal schedule of flights is 3,300 a day. They didn't have any cancellations, delays, any of that kind of stuff, but the fact that that happened, and it could be that metal fatigue problem, has to give them pause. It has to be very worrisome. Southwest carries about 100 million passengers a year, more than any other airline. Wow. I didn't realize that, because I've only flown Southwest, I think in my lifetime, I've probably only flown Southwest maybe three or four times. And usually it's because I can't get the flights to where I need them to go. If you live in the Southwest, if you live in the Midwest, sometimes you can get a great deal. It depends on what your destination is, you know, the to and from thing. And the hub actually is in Dallas, but the places that I go to the East Coast or going west, the deals really don't make it worth it. You got to have a stop in between, and then it just doesn't make any sense. So anyway, the National Transportation Safety Board and Boeing are trying to help and figure out what the cause of the hole is. The plane landed safely, like I said, but it does give you pause and makes you wonder, wow, can you imagine being in that situation? And remember, there was an Aloha airliner about a decade and a half ago, I want to say, that a stewardess was actually sucked out of the plane, and it was ripped like a can opener. Remember seeing those pictures? Ripped it like a can opener. And there were people that were injured, but only the stewardess died. That was it. And it's surprising that that's all that happened, too. When you saw that plane, man, people had to have been strapped in. And they were landing with these people who were completely exposed to the elements. I mean, completely exposed, as the front half of the plane was ripped open. And that was a metal fatigue thing. Maybe that's the case. If it is, like I said, it's bad news for Southwest. It's bad news anyway, because once you hear that you've got this one hole, then you worry about the other planes you inspect, and you're trying to come up with, well, what's the reason for this? Why did this happen? Going from that news of the day to the oddball news, you know, the whole Michael Jackson thing, my theory is we're going to be talking about Michael Jackson somewhere or another for the rest of our lives. You're going to be able to pick up some paper, some magazine, read something on the internet, whatever, and he's always going to be around, whether it's something about the music, something about the estate, something about the kids, something about a tribute tour, something about a gravesite, whatever. There's a zillion different things and topics that will come up with Michael Jackson, and the biggest one right now is this deal that broke – today. I wouldn't even bring it up except for I saw it when it was happening. I read the story, and Debbie Rowe, who is the mother of these children, the biological mother, is denying that she was trying to sell the kids to the mother, Katherine Jackson, for $4 million because it started to circulate that this custody battle, she was trying to extort money from them, and her lawyer is saying that's a lie, it's crap, and the New York Post reported it. So apparently they're still embroiled in something that's probably going to go to court. And ultimately, I'm sure the judge, the family court judge, gets involved, talks to the kids and what do they want and all that other sort of stuff. Now, the one thing that came out that was interesting, I think, is when you saw those kids, and just recently you saw them, and they're cute kids, but you never saw them for all those years because they always had masks on. It looked like every day was Halloween. They wore masks when the paparazzi was around. And it turns out, because you just automatically assume that's the Michael Jackson weird thing and cover up the kids and don't let them see him, but it was her idea. She told somebody that in an interview that that was her idea because of all the people that were around. She was worried for them that somebody would be kidnapped or something would happen or for whatever reason. So that was actually her doing and not his doing. But the cash for kids thing does make you wonder, did she really send an email to Katherine Jackson or to Joe Jackson or the Jacksons in general and offer up stepping aside from the whole custody issue for cash? And what way does a judge go? She's the biological mother, hasn't been around, wasn't involved, didn't care to be involved. Basically, let's face it, was a baby machine for Jackson, who they don't even know if he's really the biological father. It could be the dermatologist you work for. It could be somebody else. Who knows? That's very, very vague and mysterious, of course. So she wasn't involved, and now suddenly she wants to be involved. It does make you think, geez, I wonder if there really is something to this extortion from Debbie Rowe asking for the money for the Jacksons. But who cares? Because trust me, you're going to read about it and hear about it for months. Let me say it again. Months and years to come. That is guaranteed. Guaranteed. Hey, coming up on the show, we have the blunder of the day. And we also have the daily salute in one segment. The yin and yang of life, the salute and the blunder. And how about this? For all of the talk about Kim Jong-il, and we haven't talked about North Korea very much lately, but Kim Jong-il, all of a sudden, just like Fidel Castro was popping up a couple of years ago in photographs when he supposedly was either dead, dying, or who knew what, all of a sudden he's popping up in photographs, taking a page out of Castro's book, and looks okay. Now, the new shots of him show him as not gaunt. And it was just a couple of days ago where he was touring a factory that the reports came out that he had pancreatic cancer and had fewer than 5 years to live. He was wearing sunglasses and a short sleeve shirt, and he didn't look so good. But now they're saying they've got these other images of him where he looks better. He still looks thin, but he looks better. And the photos, of course, were undated and sent without the specifying of the date of the visit. Is it something that was taken, or these photographs something that were taken at some other time, you think? Or do you think they were recently taken? Like I said, it's a page out of the playbook of Fidel Castro, because that's exactly what Castro was doing. When there was a thought that the people might get restless or think that he was going to die, it was from pancreatic cancer, and this was a time that maybe people would pounce or go to the streets or whatever, then the way to quell that is to release photographs where he looks healthy. Coming up, like I said, we got the daily salute and the blunder of the day, along with your emails. Hang with us.
Are you concerned about an economic downfall? Would you like to have more money to invest in precious metals, food, and safety of your loved ones? With the Debt Crisis Solutions Program, you can finally be debt-free without paying another cent to creditors and not have to file bankruptcy. This is not debt counseling, settlement, or debt consolidation, which may have serious legal and tax consequences. With our program, you will not pay another penny to your creditors or collectors. Protect your home, paycheck, and bank account from any lawsuits and restore your credit history. We also provide mortgage modification services, which can lower your mortgage payments without refinancing. If you're facing foreclosure problems, we can help. Finally, proven debt solutions that work for the people. Become debt-free in 90 days. Doing nothing doesn't make the debt go away. Call Debt Crisis Solutions and speak to an advisor absolutely free. Call 718-615-0123. That's 718-615-0123 today.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or two sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
Did you know many vitamin and mineral supplements on the market are made from rocks and ground up shells? Think about that. Would you swallow a handful of shells you found at the beach? Our body wasn't designed to digest rocks and shells. Hello, my name is Dr. David Friedman, formulator of Choose for Health, a delicious tasting chewable dietary supplement derived from 16 fruits, vegetables, and antioxidants. Unlike hard-to-digest pills, Choose for Health is a convenient chewable which allows for better digestion. The choice is yours. Swallow rocks and shells to supplement your diet or a natural chewable product you can better digest. Choose for Health, the world's first superfruit, sea vegetable, antioxidant chewable. Whole food nutrition, not rocks and shells. 1-800-210-1922. Call now and receive a free copy of my best-selling CD, America's Unbalanced Diet. 1-800-210-1922. Or go to orderchoose.com.
The day. Imagine that all wrapped up in one segment along with your emails, which, by the way, you can send them to americatonight.net. What do you want first, the good news or the bad news? Let's give you the good news first. How about this? Check this story out. A monkey, no joke, they fitted a monkey with a high-tech brain chip. This could actually be scary news, but I'm going to say it's the Daily Salute. They fitted this monkey, okay, with this chip, and he's learned to move a robotic arm using mind control. And he can operate the robot with incredible dexterity, reach out and grab, turn a handle. The mechanical arm has an elbow, a wrist, a simple hand, and an arm. And he controls the movement completely with the power of thought. Now, this is at the laboratory at Pittsburgh University here in the good old USA, and this research has progressed so rapidly. Usually when you say research and rapidly, that's rare. Scientists are hoping to start trials on paralyzed patients within a year. That's why I think it's the daily salute. The neurobiologist, a guy named Dr. Andy Schwartz, thinks that, you know, what, or says what they're trying to do is to go to a dexterous hand where the function of it is similar to a, one of our hands, a human hand. And if they could help stroke patients, there would be obviously a huge market for that. But imagine for the, for people who go through that, if you've ever had to deal with anyone who's had a stroke, it's just the saddest thing. One day, fine, next day, boom. And also patients who have been paralyzed with spinal cord injuries or degenerative diseases of the nervous system. Imagine what this system can do if it's clicking along this way. This is terrific. It'll change a lot of people's lives. So do we have some applause for this exciting program in Pittsburgh? The brain chip. Mm-hmm. Seriously, great for people in this position. And the trial is going to be on 15 patients, and it looks like it's going to get approved pretty fast. All right, now, here is the daily blunder, and this is actually pretty serious and pretty darn sad. Remember the serial killer who, of course, was gunned down and killed himself? This creepy Patrick Burris. He terrorized one of the small towns called Gaffney in South Carolina. Well, it turns out a North Carolina parole officer who was just bombarded with too many cases fell behind in her work and was just shuffling people around and didn't realize, failed to tell the officers at the jail to keep this career criminal, this Patrick Burris, there. So, of course, he's let go, and he ends up killing five people. Yeah. So the parole officer, Angela Merrill, her name is, saw about two dozen parolees on that same day. And what, and everybody's sticking up for her. Of course they're going to stick up for her. But they're saying she had, there was no evidence to indicate that he was going to be violent and all this other sort of stuff. So what happened was, because he was let, he was free to go, he killed five people, as I said, and this happened between June 27th and July 2nd. Very rural community. He was finally shot to death by the cops who were investigating a burglary complaint, and that happened July 6th. They tied the ballistics to him so they know it was him. There's no question about it. And he was released from a county jail in North Carolina after violating parole, even though, and this is the part, he had been arrested 30 times in that state alone, 30 times. He had convictions, this guy, in Florida, Virginia, West Virginia, and Maryland. Yeah. So that is a horrible blunder, and one that cost five people their lives. And, yeah, everyone could say, wow, she was overloaded. She was responsible for 100 cases, saw 28 clients. Then there's a big problem going on in that North Carolina system. And, of course, nobody has a crystal ball. Everybody knows that. But looking at the background, oh, you have to be kidding. And I can imagine there's some pretty upset relatives of the people who were killed. And, of course, I'm sure that this woman is riddled with guilt. So it's not about piling it on. It's about that system is ridiculous. It is a huge blunder. So, you know, you can't tell the relatives of dead people, I'm sorry, we had too many cases to process. And it made me think, how many times does this happen where somebody gets out and they really should be locked up, but they're mixed in the system, and they're, somebody is so overloaded that they don't have close scrutiny, and then something horrific happens. I mean, you know, we know this from people who are paroled, like, let's say, child rapists, etc. I mean, we know the horrible stories where they're, you know, twice they've been in prison, and then, boom, they're out. And the next thing you know, and for whatever technicality, somebody, some other kid is kidnapped and something horrible is, has happened, sadly. And in this case, this guy had an incredible track record. And guess what he did? He went on a spree. He obviously cold, calculated, could care less, and they ended up gunning him down, but that certainly does not help the relatives of the people who were slaughtered. All right, on a much cheerier note, let's go to our inbox.
You have mail, mistress.
Sweet, can we hear that again?
You have mail, mistress.
I have to meet this guy in person sometime. Got a great set of pipes. All right, here's one from Scott. Scott says, hey, Kate, I'm really loving the show. You crack me up with some of the side comments you make that I don't know that everybody catches, but trust me, I do. I dig sarcasm, and I think you're weaving that in sometimes. Yeah, I definitely am weaving it in sometimes. So no question there or no going off on any things that we're talking about, but just an email. Thanks, we appreciate that. Here's one from Shay, and Shay says, Kate, I've been listening to you now for 6 months. I think it's been 6 months. And I like the way you talk about a lot of different things. Obviously, you're very tough on crime. Not sure that I agree with you on the gun stance, but I've heard you talk about it a few times, and I kind of get where you're coming from. I still think that guns can be dangerous in the home, and that ultimately, when you hear about these stories with kids getting into somebody's gun, they grab it, somebody's killed, and it's a sad, tragic story. Why should that be just because you have a firearm in your house to defend yourself? Of course, it's always controversial when that happens. And the bottom line is, Shay, for me, you know, I grew up in a household where we didn't have guns. I had uncles that hunted, but in my own particular house, we didn't have guns. And I grew up in the East Coast where they don't have guns in the sense that you're not carrying a gun in Philadelphia or New Jersey or New York. But I think people have a right to defend themselves. Or I think they have the right to bear arms. And I always say this, there should be maybe stricter gun laws in the sense that there's no question, anybody listening to me, you know this, if you own a gun, the responsible thing to do is you gotta know how to use it, you gotta know what you're gonna do if you use it, and you have to make the people in the house aware of it, and I think you need to be somebody who takes care of that weapon, and you know where it is at all times, and you go and you practice and you target shoot and all that other sort of stuff. Because if you're going to have a gun and you're going to have an intruder, you have to be able to know exactly what you're going to do. And what is that? You're going to shoot to kill, right? And you have to be able to do that. Otherwise, that can also end up in a reverse tragedy. But regardless, I still believe in the right to bear arms, baby. So thanks for the emails, as I am very fond of saying on this show for the ADD. You can flip them to us anytime. You know the address, americatonight.net.